Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The scripture said in Psalm 86:5, Lord, you are good. We've been singing about that, haven't we? You are good. You are ready to forgive, plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Would that include healing mercy? Well, it have to. Healing is a mercy. We could prove it five different ways. Now get this too. You know, you don't need mercy if you've done everything right. You can get by on justice, right? If you've done everything right. And sometimes people talk about, well, I don't understand. What did I ever do to deserve this? What did I ever do to deserve this? Well, the answer is plenty. Lots. What did I ever do to deserve? Well, have you sinned? Have you come short of the glory of God? Well, the wages of sin is death. So if you and I got what we deserved, we'd be sick and broke and mentally oppressed all our short life, and we'd die prematurely and go to hell. Yeah. If we got what we deserved. So let's don't talk about what we deserve. Let's talk about mercy. About how the Lord took what we deserved. Amen. So you and I could get what we didn't deserve. How do we get all this? Grace and mercy. But it's still received by faith. I've heard people try to say, well, you reap what you sow. They lived a bad life. They messed themselves up. Now they got these diseases, you know. They drank till they messed their liver up, and they used drugs and destroyed brain cells, and they did all this stuff, and they've messed themselves up, so you reap what you sow. Not always. Did you hear me? Because you and I sowed sin. Right? I ain't going to hell and paying for my sins that I sowed. Why? Cause somebody else reaped them. Did you hear me? Jesus reaped what we sowed if you'll receive it. Now some folk need to hear this, friend. Yeah, but I've messed up my life so bad, and I've done this and I've done that. Yeah, but don't forget about mercy. Mercy is when if you get what you deserve, you're messed up. But you can ask God for mercy and finances. Anybody ever made mistakes beside me? Spent when you should have saved? Borrowed when you shouldn't have? Did something when you should have done something else? I have. And there's been times I had to go and just put my nose in the carpet and say, Lord, I'm sorry. You tried to talk to me, but no. I had to get it. And here I'm messed up. And I can't even blame the devil. He just dangled the carrot and laughed while I messed myself up. And so, Lord, you know, I did it. It's not your fault. I did it. And if I reap what I've sown, if I get what I deserve, I'm going to have 10 more years of this. Or 5 more or whatever. But, Lord, I'm asking you for mercy. I'm asking you, oh, how many believe He is rich in mercy unto all them that call on Him? What are these 10 lepers standing out there for? Now you got to ask yourself this question. Why are they lepers? Sometimes we don't ask these questions. There's a reason why these men are lepers. I don't know why, but I know that God's people had a covenant of healing. Did you hear me? and a commitment from God. If they'd keep His statutes and obey His commands, He'd take sickness and disease out of the midst of them. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Well, then why are they lepers? I don't know. But it very well could be that they might have been thieves. They might have been liars. They might have rebelled against God. They might have been idol worshipers. I don't know what all, but it didn't make any difference. What all? When they stood up and said, Jesus, have mercy on us. They're not telling Him they deserve to be healed. They're not telling Him they've done everything right. They're asking for mercy. Everybody say mercy. 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 What'd they get? They got mercy. They got healing. Healing. Mercy. I don't care what kind of rascal any of them been, if they had done dirty deeds, I don't care what it was, how they got that way, didn't make any difference. If it was ignorance, or sin, or rebellion, or whatever it was, God's mercy forgave all, healed all. Is He still that way today? How much more in this New Testament covenant of grace? Is He this way? How much more should every child of God be healed, no matter why they are the way they are? Of anything. Yeah, but Brother Keith, they have AIDS. And they were doing this, and they were doing that, and they were doing drugs, and wrong lifestyle. So? So? Well, they're robbing the bank and got shot. So? The Bible said Jesus came to die for sinners. And they qualify.
Amen.
Everybody say mercy.
Mercy.
Mercy. Mercy. Mercy. The thing that holds people out is the devil comes and says, you've been too bad. Don't you even think about God and heal you. Don't you even ask Him. You don't deserve anything. You've messed yourself up. You've lied. You've stolen. How are you going to qualify? How would God bless you? Mercy. 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 He is a merciful God. I tell you what, time after time, when I put my nose in the carpet and did what I just told you, Lord, have mercy on me. He bailed me out.
Amen.
He bailed me out. I got behind on my taxes one time. Dumb. We'd never made any money. Never had anything. And began to make some and begin to increase, so we just spent it. Dumb. Thank God this was a few years ago. But got behind to the tune of like $13,000, which was a lot to us right then. And that's what I had to do. I just had to put my nose in the carpet and said, God, dumb. We're just dumb. The psalmist said, fools, because of their iniquities and transgressions are afflicted. I said, Lord, I need help, though. Have mercy on me. The Lord dealt with a man. I didn't go telling any sob stories. You don't have to. I told the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I didn't get up in any service and say, can you help me? Please, can you help this preacher? No. Thank God didn't do that. Now, if somebody does, don't judge them. Okay? Don't judge them. Show mercy. And a man that I hadn't met but just a time or two, I was visiting with him on something, and he told me he had had some tax challenges. And he had more money than me. And I said, well, I understand that. I've had some of my own. And that's all I said. This was like at a meal. Later on that same evening, he said, God dealt with him all afternoon. He said, how much do you owe the IRS? I said, well, why do you need to know? He said, I need to know. God's dealt with me about something. I told him. He didn't blink an eye. He said, well, I'll send you $1,000 every month till it's paid. We ain't talking about building orphanages. We're not talking about buying TV equipment for the church. This is Keith and Phyllis being dumb. Everybody say mercy.
Mercy.
Now folks say, well, you were dumb and you made your bed hard, so you got to lie in it. No, thank you. You can believe that if you want to, but I believe in
mercy.
Mercy. Mercy. I tell you what, every month in the mail, $1,000, $1,000. Of course, we took it right straight and sent it to the IRS, and that thing was paid for. God's merciful. Even if you do dumb stuff. But now, if you keep doing dumb stuff and you come back and ask for mercy, He's going to want to say, hey, come on, come here. Sit down right here. Now, how come you hadn't listened to me? This is like the fourth time in the same area I've had to... You understand? God will want to talk to you. Why aren't you listening? Why haven't you made changes? And if you just are hard-headed and just rely on mercy to be disobedient and rebellious, that's going to catch up with you. That's going to cost you. But if you're sincere and willing to obey God and follow Him and listen, He will bail you out time and again. Amen? And even if you've sinned and messed up your body with a wrong lifestyle, He will heal you. Even if you've been rebellious and ran from God and did stupid stuff, He will heal you. He will heal you. I know of a man, good friend of mine. He a little older than me. And back in the late 60s and early 70s, I think he tried every drug that there was. And he was flying all the time. This was before I knew him. But he got to Jesus, but by the time he did, I mean, he had fried brain cells. I mean, it was pitiful. I mean, his best response to most things was, cool, man. Right on. I mean, he's floating. He's not fully there. You understand what I'm talking about? It wasn't funny. I mean, he had fried brain cells. Got in the Word. Began to speak over himself. Now he's pastor of a large, successful church. Articulate. Sharp. I reckon God just recreated some cells. I don't know what he did, but he fixed it. And he's the one that fried them with LSD and heroin and every other crazy thing. Everybody say mercy.
Mercy.
Mercy. Mercy.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Ten Lepers, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1024. That's R-1024. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me the victory.